Sharon, I know you have made a lot of musical friendships and connections as part of your work at the Aspen Music Festival and School, and one of those has been especially fruitful, and that's the Pacifica Quartet. You have a newish CD out, The Souvenirs of Spain and Italy, and I want to ask you, first of all, was that going to be performed here in Aspen this summer? Was this to have been a concert we might have been able to hear if it hadn't been for COVID?
That's right. We were going to do the whole album performance in August.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been the music of Boccherini, Vivaldi, Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, and Turina.
Mm-hmm. We will miss that, but this recording is a wonderful collection of pieces, some of which, you know, I feel like I should have known about. I know some of these, I guess, are just arrangements, or at least the Vivaldi is. But others, like the Castelnuovo Tedesco, was originally conceived as a guitar and string quartet piece.
That's right. It was written for Segovia, and Castelnuovo Tedesco had met Segovia when Mario was still living in Italy. He then had to flee in 1939 the Nazis and take refuge in the United States, where he settled in California. So this particular quintet is one of many works that Segovia encouraged Mario to write for the guitar.
Now, this is a truly great major composer of a lot of things, film scores and a fair amount of guitar music. Is this yet another person that you either studied with or at least had a chance to meet and get to know personally as a composer before he passed away?
Well, I was very fortunate to discover just a few months before Pacifica and I made our recording that his granddaughter was a neighbor of mine. The most important thing was that she provided a copy of his handwritten manuscript of the entire quintet, and each measure has notations for dynamic markings. So this was really an extraordinary resource that we could all look to in the couple of months before making the album as our reference. Even though we'd performed it before, having this was just invaluable. And I felt like Mario was there looking over our shoulders, and I felt like I was part of the family. And it was just amazing to have this personal connection through his granddaughter with this great composer.
And when it comes to the Boccherini, I think there's a performance tradition that goes back. I think there are many recordings of this prior to yours. And so were you using those, or were you just relying more on the score and what you could find historically about Boccherini's techniques?
Well, the interesting thing about Boccherini, and I was able to consult early editions of that as well, is that he left a lot up to the performer to realize. And, for example, in the chord sections, I add all kinds of flamenco strum-like things that would have been what he would have, I would think, be inspired by as he was writing this. And as you know, Boccherini lived most of his life in Spain. So even though he was an Italian, he was a transplant and expressed a lot of his music in a Spanish style, especially when you hear that fandango. It doesn't get any more Spanish than that. And Casanova called it one of the most lascivious dances he'd ever seen when he was viewing that in Spain in the 18th century. So it was something that had an appeal for a long time, and Boccherini really managed to capture the essence of that in his writing. And we added castanets to it as well, because that would have been part of the dance. Casanova even referred to the castanets.
Well, the fandango is something that I guess my interpretation of it is a little more innocent, but I always want to just get up and dance. That thing...
It's pretty wild.
And he gets away with being outrageously repetitive, which not every composer can do, but Boccherini was able to pull it off.
And that's where it leaves to the performers to create the right kind of dynamic that really build on that. So the repetition serves a purpose when you have these amazing crescendi or these swells of dynamics. You can't just sit there and do it in a one-dimensional way. And that's where the fellow who improvised on the castanets was able to add such character and spice to it.
Well, Sharon, congratulations and semi-congratulations on to the Pacifica Quartet, people who I know fairly well as well, for your Souvenirs of Spain and Italy recording. And I think people should look forward to picking up a copy of this just so that they can hear for themselves how much vitality and energy there is in the Boccherini, but just what a wide range of expression there is with string quartet and guitar. It's a great combination of instruments.
I really love it, and I love playing with them. And to be able to have the Tedesco that offers such a mastery of each instrument, each one has virtuoso challenges to it, and the way he is able to intermix those is quite special.